Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. My wife this morning, trying to look at the hamster in his cage and give him some lettuce and some little snacks, and she was trying to find him, and she turned the flashlight on her phone, and he was blinded by the light. She's like, oh, sorry, little buddy. He popped out and was like.
His little monster, little hamster face when they look at you, right? Like, what?
She's like, you're blinding him. She's like, I was just trying to find him. Rubbing he needs some morning lettuce.
His little whiskers. Oh, how cute.
Thought he saw hamster Jesus for a second.
Morning lettuce, which is a lot of like some of our listeners. They get up and have a little bit of that hippie lettuce. Hey, good morning. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Denver's Mix 100. Did you sit for 10 minutes this morning, Katie?
I did, yes.
Good.
It's a new thing. Well, it's been going on for centuries, but it's new to me. They say when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do is go sit in silence for 10 minutes. Like, I'm talking before you brush your teeth, before you make your bed, you go to a place that's completely silent, and you just sit with your thoughts, and it helps you control the day instead of the day controlling you.
What?
And it really did. I've done it for the past couple days now, and it's helped me really just feel like I have a little bit more control over the day, if you
Is
will.
Is there anything you say, like, mega-lega-hi, mega-hiney-ho?
No, you just kind of sit and, like, process what you're going to go through in that day. Like, I thought about the show and, you know, things I was going to talk about. And then I thought, you know, after the show, going on my run and, you know, making sure I did all the things I needed to do today. Like, I genuinely thought about each one and how I was going to proceed with them. I did. And it really made me feel, a little bit more grown up, a little bit more awake. And I've liked it the last couple days. So I'm going to keep going with it.
Why do I feel like you were sitting there in silence?
Yeah.
And about 4 minutes in, you were like...
I knew you. Oh, no. I just knew you were going to do that.
Well, ready to start my day.
This is the natural part of waking up, Jeremy, okay? You get enough fiber the day before. That's exactly how it's supposed to sound.
Mecca-lecca-hi, mecca-hiney. Oh.
Come on.
Hey, did you guys know it's June 1st?
Yes.
Happy June.
Whoa.
Six months in already.
Oh, local news, man. Local news. So I was perusing some stuff on the IG, and I saw some sort of chocolate Twinkie or something, Katie.
Oh,
what was that?
About that? Yes, I had never, ever had a chocolate-covered Twinkie, and I was down at the outlets in Castle Rock over the weekend, and Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. You know, they've got a little shop there down in the outlets.
Do you know that I own stock in Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory?
That is the smartest
like 20
move.
Shares. Of-
yeah. Probably the smartest
It hasn't
you ever
done
made.
Anything.
Really?
Yeah, it hasn't
oh,
done anything.
Oh, I love that place. And the thing is they have, you know, their little showcase, if you will. So they have all of the things that you get to pick from and just so overwhelming. And I wanted like a nut caramel cluster. That's what I went in there
Who doesn't?
For. Exactly. But when I went in, they had all of those fun things that they cover in chocolate. They had the Rice Krispie treat. They had different candy bars and whatnot. They had the chocolate covered Twinkie. I had never had a chocolate covered Twinkie.
It's
and
like
I was
the Chocodile back
yes,
in the day.
Yes. And so I just was like, I have to get it. I have to try it at least. So I made a whole little TikTok video about it and whatnot, but it was tasty. I have to say that, you know, Rocky Mountain, the chocolate factory, their actual chocolate is just so smooth and delicious, and it has such a distinct taste. It kind of overpowered the Twinkie.
I would think so,
You know, I didn't really taste
you
the
lost
Twinkie
the Twinkie
a whole lot, but it was so good. It was just like a very thick piece of just milk chocolate that I ate.
It looked like just a block of chocolate on a stick.
It did, and it was so good, like so worth it. I was only able to eat half of it. I know, shocking, but I will eat
I'll
that
save
other
this
half
for
tonight.
Later.
Yeah, you know I will. You know I will, but it was worth it. It was worth trying. It for sure.
I had the impulse buy this weekend at Sam's when I went in, and they had this was new. I'd never seen these before. But the big container of the what was it? It was cookie dough and chocolate chip brownies, and then there was like a swirl to it.
Yum.
And there was like you know you get like 40 of them in a container, and I got it.
You
I
did?
It. It was oh my god, it's so good.
Where is it?
Well,
it's, gone.
It's at the house.
Come
you know what's funny is I keep flipping the lid open, and I'll just walk by and I'll grab a square.
Yeah.
And I'll just take a bite out of it and put it back in there, and then I notice like
You're
if I go
guy.
Back, there's like another bite out of it, and I'm like, knick knack. Why Why are you doing that to me?
They're just following your lead.
I think so. But I sent Katie like 10 pictures this weekend of all the pastries and all the stuff at Sam's.
No, I asked you to bring it in, too.
Yeah, like, well, again, I take a bite out of each and every one. I don't think you're going to want that. Yeah. All right, time for sports. What do you got, Josh?
Well, it's not the NFL season, and the Nuggets and the Avalanche are out of the playoffs. So what do we get? We get Rockies news.
Oh,
the
yay.
Rockies did one of the weirdest things, Katie. Yay. The crowd goes mild. Yeah. No, the Rockies did one of the weirdest things where to end the month of May, they lose three straight to the Dodgers, but then they come back and they come back to Colorado and play the Giants. Now, the San Francisco Giants are not great this year, and the Rockies start off the series great. They win the first game 8-3, score 8 runs the next game. We're like, hey, we're going to the World Series. We scored 16 runs in 2 games. What did they do yesterday? Lose 19-6. They got 19 runs scored on them. The Giants just kept going around. It was like ring around the Rosie. They just kept going around and around and around. So the Rockies rounded out May in
a
historic loss. Yeah, it was horrendous.
Oh.
It was awful. So the Rockies are starting June on a weird, weird note. We'll see how they end that month. But one thing that I wanted to talk about specifically was Yelp just released 100 of the greatest sports bars around the nation. Denver has 3 spots in the top 100 and 1 spot in the top 10.
Oh, look at us.
I wanted to give a shout out to Esther's Virginia Village. They came in at number 83.
Esther's is the best.
Fantastic spot. Katie.
Their carrot cake, Jeremy, is out of this world.
I want
some
carrot cake.
Yes.
Have you had the sports stuff? Tell me more about this carrot cake.
I know. Have you had their Roni rolls as well?
I want a Roni roll.
Oh, my God. They have a pizza. It's called the Bliss Pizza, and it has thinly sliced potatoes on it, and it is the best
thing. Can I get thinly sliced potatoes on my carrot cake on top of a Roni roll?
Whoa.
Oh, stop.
The
stop
Esther's
teasing me.
Nachos also are
Esther's?
To die for.
The barbecue. So is that the top 10? The Fat Tire nachos. Oh, my God.
So
settle
good.
Down
no,
over there.
Esther's comes in 83.
Oh,
so
that was 83.
Esther's was amazing. And then number 35, the Celtic on Market. The Celtic bar has been here for forever.
Yes.
Celtic is fantastic. But I did want to give a little special shout out to the one that came in at number 6 in the nation.
What?
Number 6 in the nation for sports bars, the British Bulldog. Now, this one is super old. It comes from a tavern that was here in 1880. So it's 140 plus years old. And I've never been here, but it's like the number one spot in order to watch anything related to soccer here in Denver, including the Colorado Rapids or anything around the world. And all of their food is basically all British food, which I love.
They Broadway said, and Stout.
Yes, Broadway and Stout right off of 20th.
Look, it's like a dinky little old building.
It looks so cool. I want to go here so bad.
I think I was there one time.
A solid chicken sandwich.
Everyone says their fish and chips are absolutely to die for.
Old
they also have
bar, too.
The old 121 ESB on tap, which is a majorly old beer that's served in Britain, and everybody raves about it. I've never had it.
But we got a pita dip.
A pita dip.
To die for.
Do they have smashed peas, though?
Oh.
Well, that's what you serve with
fish and chips. Yes, you're right. I don't know if it was.
That is a dumb question.
What? It's not a dumb question.
All I know is the Yelpers said this deserves to be a top 6 spot in the nation. The food is a 10 every single time. The smashed peas are amazing.
Yeah, that's true. The smashed peas are great.
Why are people aren't going there for the smashed peas?
Yeah, that's
Katie.
Why they're going, Katie. Smashed
peas.
Well,
of course. That's what you
have. No, it's
with
the old school bar. Like, look it up. It's,
but that's what
I want to go. I'm leaving.
Fine. We can all go for different reasons. Fine.
Smashed peas. I'm going to sit there at the bar and smash my own peas.
You do that at every bar.
While we were just playing a little Dua Lipa, and I guess she got married to actor Callum Turner on Sunday during an intimate ceremony at some sort of town hall in London. Photos show the newlyweds smiling as they left the venue while friends and families tossed confetti. Whee!
So Dua Lipa to Dua Turner.
Whee!
Okay.
Yes!
Huh. Anyway, they look happy.
Well, yeah.
I'm excited for them.
Millions of young men are sad.
She's always
had the hots for her, for sure.
Beautiful. I think women look up to her, too, though, because she's so smart. Like, she's very, very vocal about how she loves to read. She has a book club. She knows a bunch of different languages.
Yeah, she's
like,
fluent
she's
a bunch,
super
isn't she?
Smart. And I like that about her a lot. So good for Dua Lipa. Yay!
Hooray!
Yay!
All right, Toy Story 5, I guess, is coming out, and they're having a little, what are they calling? They're sparking, excitement by maybe including Taylor Swift somehow.
Saw that.
in Taylor's story.
Might as well just name it that. Taylor's story.
Taylor's story. Anyway, they have a billboard out with the initials TS in Andy's bedroom. It's got the wallpaper there and the little clouds. Now, all the Swifties are speculating that Taylor Swift is the TS
I mean,
and
it's
not
also
Toy Story.
I just, yeah. I get it. I get it. You know, good on Pixar else? For taking something and running with it. Of course, they're going to get a lot of attention by even alluding to the fact that it's Taylor. So even if she's not going to show up in the movie, I think it's smart of them to capitalize on it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm reading
segment.
More of this story here. It says they fueled rumors by posting a video of the cowgirl Jessie dancing on the billboard with the caption, "She's making those moves up as she goes," quoting lyrics from Taylor Swift's 2014 hit, "Shake It Off."
Yeah.
So that's why people are thinking the Swiftie might be involved. And why not? I mean, what a great little fit, you know?
It would be.
For all the kids
so
and everybody
perfect.
Who love Tay-Tay. So there's that. And then finally, I want to play you some audio of this guy. It's a social media influencer, Alan Farrell, it looks like. He's in hot water right now. After a stunt where he tried to eat a 10-piece chicken nugget while on a roller coaster went viral, he snuck the nuggets onto the roller coaster by putting them in his underpants. Then he had a friend film him while he ate them on the ride. He even dunked them in sauce, which was a mess, naturally.
Yeah, there was honey mustard everywhere.
They kicked him out and banned him for life. Here's him talking about it.
It was definitely really hard, so I see why Cedar Point reacted the way they did, because I can see why there's safety measures and everything like that. It was hard. I had to try not to choke almost the entire ride. I had no idea Cedar Point even seen the video until I got a message saying I've been banned for life from Cedar Point, which really hurts because I've been going there since I was a little kid. I'm a season pass holder. I'm definitely sad about how it ended up, but I understand why they went the way they did. They don't want a bunch of other people trying to pull off challenges like I do.
Yeah, and they don't want anybody dying on the roller coaster.
What an idiot. Okay.
He looks like someone who'd eat chicken nuggets on a roller coaster.
It's not cute. Are you kidding
me?
It's funny. Like, he could have died. He, like,
what a way to go, though, huh?
The fact that kids will do things like this just for clicks and views and likes and to be famous, like, he could have died. What an idiot. And I hope he learned his lesson. Wow.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, you have to say that. Come on.
That's cute. Like, if you care, he managed to eat 7 of the 10 nuggets during the ride. So he got 7 down.
You guys.
What?
Okay,
oh, it's funny.
It's not fine.
Come on. The funniest part is this guy had chicken nuggets in his underwear.
and then
it was like, hey, I'm going to pull these chicken nuggets out of my underwear and put them in my mouth on a roller coaster.
Idiot. What an idiot.
Where did he keep the dick in
sauce? I hope
he
got grounded for the rest of the summer. Like, I hope he got in so much
all
trouble.
All right, Mom.
Seriously.
Okay, Mom.
Okay.
What else you got
and
over
when
there?
Your kid does this, we can talk about it again, because it's dumb.
His kid would get all 10 down.
Come on. It's so stupid. But anyway, let's talk about something that's going to lift our mood.
He had chicken nuggets in his underpants.
Let's talk about something that's going to lift our mood, because the Denver Zoo welcomed a little baby orangutan last week. Aww. Oh. And it was born to little 15-year-old Hesty. She had her first baby. And she has such an interesting story at the Denver Zoo. She was born at the Denver Zoo 15 years ago and had kind of a hard start to her life. Like, the zookeepers had to make sure that she was fed right. She wasn't being acclimated with her mom in the right way. So they really had to make sure that she was able to have a good start at the zoo. So a lot of the people who worked with her when she was a baby are still working there now and helped her welcome her first baby. So it's such a heartwarming story.
A beautiful story.
I know. And they want your help naming that little orangutan. No. All the options right now are Rambutan,
okay,
Oka, and Jamartin.
Nope.
Some of the names
I hate
that
all of
you
them.
Can vote on.
I got the best name.
Okay.
Spank.
I don't think they like
Spank
that.
Spank the monkey.
No, I don't think they like that. Again, that's
why?
Stupid. Because I know better why than you're doing that. Jamartin is what I would go with. There.
Spank.
No, we can't be Spank. It's such a boy thing to say. Such a boy thing to say. It is very sweet, though. I don't
thanks,
know if you're going to be able. I don't know.
You're in full mom mode today.
Well,
you don't like any of my nonsense today.
What? He almost died, okay? He could have choked to death. And it's
now we're back to Nugget Guy.
It's silly.
I'm on the monkey now.
No, but just say it. So silly. But yeah, they do want your help naming that little baby monkey. So
can we vote online?
You can. You can vote online.
Can you write in your own vote?
No, I think you have to vote from the names that are already available. So those ones I mentioned there are the ones you have to choose from. I don't think you can. It's not a write-in ballot. Sorry.
I'm just going to email their media
not this
team.
Time.
Name the monkey Spang.
Yeah, they'll love that. They're okay. Going to love you. And then this story, Josh, you were actually at the Morgan Wallen concert when he flipped a piano there on stage.
I saw all the Instagram videos. I think you and I, Katie, were probably the only people not at the Morgan Wallen concert.
Yeah, I know. I got an invite, but I was like, I'm making mango salsa. I'm kind of doing a thing already.
Yeah, I got an invite, too. I was like, hell no, I'm not trying to find parking downtown at Mile High.
That's
you
what
can
it
go
was.
To hell.
That's what it was, because I knew everyone in
horrendous.
Town was already there. So my invite 5 minutes before the show started, not happening.
I can get why he not flipped happening. The piano. He was pissed because he had to find parking downtown at Mile High before his concert.
He couldn't find parking
I'd
either.
I'd flip that piano. Piano too.
Yeah, but if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Yeah,
twang it up.
Hell of a concert, though, from what I understand.
It was so good.
Like, you know, I heard that he had to go a cappella because of that piano incident. And
it wasn't working.
Great.
He wasn't doing it out of anger. It was kind of funny. The people laughed. The piano did not laugh. That was shattered.
No.
The piano was broken. But I heard it worked the next night, so it's all good.
Yeah, everything
it
was
good.
Fine,
and he sounded great a cappella.
So many
so
people
good.
At that concert, though. Like, my whole timeline
Big Rob
on
was
social
there, too.
Media. Everybody was there. Again.
Did you sit on Big Rob's lap while
I
you were there?
I did. He put me
it
on his knee and bounced me like Santa.
He's
like,
I'm a ventriloquist.
I also found out my sister was in the same exact section as I, and I didn't even know that.
Oh, that's funny.
Like,
oh,
what up, Haley?
Unbelievable.
Out of everybody.
What a night.
Everybody
what
was
a
there.
Night.
It was a blast, man.
All
it was super fun.
So, yeah. All right. There you go. Is that your mom?
My wife just said, you got an invite to the Morgan Wallen? No, I didn't get an invite to the Morgan Wallen concert.
She's like, I would have went downtown for that one. Come on.
No, I didn't get an invite. And, that's why we didn't go. So.
Well,
you got an invite, though?
I did.
Who invited you?
Before.
Who invited you?
Big Rob.
He did?
Yeah.
He didn't invite me.
He didn't?
He knew you were going to
say
hell
say,
no to the park.
Although, yeah,
that's
you're right.
It.
I can't be mad.
He knows
that's
you.
It.
If I saw that phone ring, and I'd be like, ignore. There you go, guys. There's your hype this morning with JKJ, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.